bastard woman," One Eye rasped. "Goblin, you worthless sack of beetle snot. Where'd you get that stuff over here? I don't want to hang around here all night."
Sara had had a table set up for them. She used no props herself. At a fixed time, she would concentrate on Morgan. She usually made contact quickly. At her time of the month, when her sensitivity went down, she would sing in Yuengbo. Unlike some of my company brothers, I have a poor ear for languages. Yuengbo mostly eludes me. Her songs seem to be lullabies, unless the words have double meanings, which is entirely possible. Uncle Doge talks in riddles all the time, but insists he makes perfect sense if we would just listen. Uncle Doge is not around much, thank God. He has his own agenda. Though even he does not seem clear on what that is anymore. The world keeps changing on him, not in ways he likes. Goblin brought a sack of objects without challenging One Eye's foul manners. He deferred to One Eye more lately, if only for efficiency's sake. He wasted no time making his opinions known if work was not involved, though. Even though they were cooperating, laying out their tools, they began bickering about the placement of every instrument. I wanted to paddle them like they were four-year-olds. Sara began singing. She had a beautiful voice. It should not have been buried this way. Strictly speaking, she was not employing necromancy. She was not laying an absolute compulsion on Morgan, nor was she conjuring his shade. Morgan was still alive out there, but his spirit could escape his tomb when summoned. I wished the other captured could be called up too, especially the captain. We needed inspiration. A cloud of dust formed slowly between Goblin and One Eye, who stood on opposite sides of the table. No, it was not dust, nor was it smoke. I stuck a finger in, tasted. That was a fine, cool water mist. Goblin told Sara,
"We're ready."
She changed tone. She began to sound almost wheedling. I could pick out even fewer words. Morgan's head materialized between the wizards, wavering like a reflection on a rippling pond. I was startled, not by the sorcery, but by Morgan's appearance. He looked just like I remembered him, without one new line in his face. None of the rest of us looked the same. Sara had begun to look something like her mother had back in Jaekoor. Not as heavy, not with the strange, rolling waddle caused by problems of the joints. But her beauty was going fast. In her, that had been a wonder, stretching on way past the usual early, swift-fading characteristic of Yuengbo women. She did not talk about it, but it preyed upon her. She had her vanity, and she deserved it. Time is the most wicked of all villains. Morgan was not happy about being called up. I feared he suffered the malaise afflicting Sara. He spoke, and I had no trouble hearing him, though his words were an ethereal whisper.
"I was dreaming. There is a place."
His irritation faded.